Our second feature this week is by Derek James and tells us something of the history of the Norwich workhouse. Our reader once again is James Churchill.
They talk about the good old days, and they were for some, but not the others who lived, or rather survived, in the Union, or Spike, better known as the dreaded workhouse, which was being demolished in Norwich 60 years ago. The end had been brought about 10 years early with the introduction of the Norwich Health Act of 1948, which made provision for healthcare and payments for the unemployed and homeless. In Norwich, the Old Woodlands Hospital for the Paupers had been bombed during the 1942 Blitz, was eventually pulled down, and the new buildings were built from the West Norwich Hospital complex off Beaufort Road. No one mourned its loss. Back in 1992, I reported on Doris Humphreys, who had once worked at the workhouse, and she had written a booklet called Born Poor, priced at 95p, the proceeds of which went to Age Concern. It opened the windows of a brutal place which sent shivers down the spine and was an important piece of local history. Let's go back to our moving report of the place, which appeared in the Norwich Mercury of 1829 and gave us a raw feeling of what it was like all those years ago. In 1826, and for some years previous, the workhouse was in every part of it a scene of filth, wretchedness and indecency which baffles all description, without regulations of any kind. Imagine, too, paupers who for weeks, months and years together breakfasted, dined and supped without any order of regularity, who had neither knife, fork nor plate. They were seen in groups with their hot puddings and meat in their hands, literally gnawing it. Imagine 600 persons indiscriminately lodged, crowded into rooms seldom or never ventilated, the beds and bedding swarming with vermin, single and married, old and young, all mixed together without regard to decency. Imagine this, and you will have a tolerable idea of the workhouse as it was, we wrote. Heaven help anyone in the punishment block. Some were padlocked to an iron collar and fettered by one leg for some weeks. By 1910, Mr. C.B. Hawkins, in a no-holds-barred social survey of Norwich, said of the Norwich Guardians, who looked after the poor and needy, "They speak of their workhouse with pride, and it is officially regarded as being in some ways a model institution. Some of the old people living in the cottages on the site were given armchairs to sit in, while others were kept under stricter discipline." He added, "Any attempt to deal with all classes of people, old and young, good and bad, sane and insane, under the same roof is doomed to failure. Whatever a man is when he goes into the workhouse, he will inevitably have sunk to the level of the rest when he comes out," said Mr. Hawkins. At the time, there were around 800 paupers in the workhouse. No children were admitted. They were sent to homes or were found foster parents who were paid 5 shillings a week for their keep. Towards the end of its life, inmates of the workhouse were said to have included well-known characters who made a name for themselves on the streets. There were reports of Billy Bluelight, one of the best-loved men in the city, who raced boats, sold cough mixture and flowers, and was said to have headed for the workhouse at night from time to time. The extraordinary entertainers Sugar My Sop and his wife, although there is some doubt over this, were reported to have stayed there along with Bungy Bill, Poor Little Joe, Snowball, his hair was white, and Flycatcher, who, it was said, caught flies to eat, and many more. When our reporter visited Woodlands as it was being demolished in 1959, Mr. C. Haggis, secretary of the West Norfolk Hospital, said, "We are glad the workhouse buildings are going. They have an unpleasant association, although the workhouse served its purpose within the social legislation of its time. Yes, times have changed, but it is very sad to see so many people living on the streets in the 21st century."